As school officials scramble to shore up reopening plans, parents across the Northeast are wondering if they'll be sending their children back to school or keeping them home come September. Getting any degree of normalcy in place for students returning to classes in the fall is a tall order. Albany City Schools Superintendent Kawita Adams.
Districts across the state were charged with developing reopening plans. And these reopening plans needed to address three different models: in-person, a hybrid model, as well as a virtual learning model.
Adams says the district formed a committee of employees, internal stakeholders, to develop a framework to determine things schools would need to work through.
And then from there, we started to engage our community, and we had parent forums, student forums, and we also held a forum for our faculty and staff so that we could get more input.
Judith Wine's daughter will be entering fourth grade at the Albany School of Humanities.
She, as a 9-year-old, doesn't see as much of the nuance as we see as parents. She very much wants to go back to school. She adores school. She literally skipped to school every morning up until the middle of third grade last year and had a really hard time when in-person school ended. She went from a kid who loved everything about school to a kid who wanted nothing to do with online learning. I think it just wasn't close enough to the real deal for her to feel like it was school. So when we talked to her, she's like, oh, I absolutely want to go back.
Catherine Bamberger has two children attending Albany High.
Not a whole lot has changed in terms of what we know about how COVID-19 is spread. In fact, it seems the more that we live through this experience, the more things change. And, schools that have been chronically underfunded for decades are now facing a situation where they've got yet another unfunded mandate to bring students back into school and have all additional sanitizing and cleaning and have online learning, which they may or may not have had before, and be able to provide all the programs and services that they always provided in terms of special education and other support systems.
Adams says the district is currently doing house cleaning, along with examining transportation issues and figuring out the logistics of accommodating students.
Instructionally, in looking at what would it be if we were to bring students back in person, we're looking at pre-K through 5 going to school 5 days a week. Now, that means that we may have to use additional buildings, so that impacts middle school and high school. And so with looking at the numbers of students that we have, we would not be able to house all 10,000 of our students each and every day and maintain social distancing. So what that means is at the middle school level and the high school level, we would have to look at some hybrid model where they are rotating on campus 2 to 3 days a week, and 2 to 3 days a week they may be off with an advisory period or a hands-on day where they're getting the music and art, and for example, some of those science labs and things like that would be on 1 day a week. Those plans are still being discussed.
Wine says parents are caught in a web of uncertainty she characterizes as a lose-lose situation.
On the one hand, we are certainly cognizant of and want to be respectful of the concerns of teachers about being in a closed environment with a dozen or so kids every day. That's a real risk. We're cognizant of the challenges to the school district. If we don't enroll our child, our school will lose funding, which is not really a tenable position. And we are cognizant of the fact that we have full-time jobs that are hard to do when supervising in elementary schools kids work. But at the end of the day, we saw how much our kids suffered in the spring, and we know that the kids' schools need kids for school to work.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to announce the state's decision on reopening next week. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.